would you like to be part of a conversation with a guy that like quintupled his business in 5 years? I think that's the word. Quintupled, tripleted, something like that. Not sure what it is. Okay, but whatever it was pretty impressive. Stay tuned, you're gonna meet Steve Burnett. All right, so check it out. I'm here with my buddy Steve Burnett. What's up, man?
Top of the mountain.
Top of the mountain. We're on Mount Reber in Manitou Springs, Colorado. And Steve has come down. He lives up north of Denver now, or west of Denver, in Golden, Colorado. He moved from San Diego just a few weeks ago. And we've been buddies for a long time. We're back from the old days of the painting industry.
Right.
And Steve has an awesome operation running called DYB.com, Double Your Business, and Burnett Marketing. And he's a coach for painting contractors, helping other contractors all around the world. Got a killer group of people that he's helping. And so he's hanging out with us today. Him and his son Steven came down, spent the night here. We got up this morning, we had an omelet, the boys are making pizzas, and we went for a hike, and we said, hey, let's turn the video camera on and add a bunch of value to you guys, all right? Before we get into that, we're gonna talk about some marketing and some processes and things like that in the next couple videos we're gonna do today. I thought it would be really important for you to hear kind of the flyby version of Steve's story so that you can understand a little more about the guy that's gonna help you with some awesome knowledge here today. So why don't you give us a rundown of where you come from and how you got where you are and all the body blows you took.
The executive summary. So originally from Michigan.
Okay.
And coming up through school, growing up, I went to 13 different schools. By the time I was 15, I was just frustrated. Just said, I'm out of here, forget it. So I quit at 15.
Okay.
Started painting at 15 years old, just shortly before I turned 16. And by the time I was 19, I moved out. By the time I was 19, I had it all figured out.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have young sons that are around that age.
That's right. We don't have teenage sons that know everything right now.
So. Had it all figured out. And
we need to be careful because they're going to edit this, though. So. Make us look bad. Yeah, Dakota's got the evil grin behind his camera right now. So 19, you had it all figured out.
Yes. Had it all figured out. Launched Burnett Painting back up in Michigan. And, did what a lot of guys did. Started working for builders and the grind and the struggles of it. So that was really tough. But built it up. Had some success. And then shortly, a little bit after 9/11, the economy crashed in Michigan. It was really tough. And then hurricanes came down and wiped out Florida. We heard of 3-4 hurricanes going through in 04. So then some friends are coming back talking about this Hurricane Charlie wiped out a town called Punta Gorda and how there wasn't enough help down there. And this was December and it was cold and we weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
And so I talked to my guys.
Ding.
One of them was crazy. The intention was to go down and help them out.
Right.
So we went down for a 3-week. We planned to go down for 3 weeks. But I got down there. It's the first time I've been to Florida.
Yeah. Right? Michigan, Florida.
I mean, I've seen postcards, right? And we watched Miami Vice.
All right.
So we've
cool. Yeah. We should have dressed like that. I could have been the black.
But I got,
so, anyway.
So I got down there. I was like, wow. You know, when I left, it was 8 degrees and 4 inches of snow. And I get down there, it's like paradise, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other cool thing is about it, when I got down there, everybody was from back up north. So I didn't feel like I was down south. So I get down there and I call my wife and I say, hey, she goes, yeah. I said, it's beautiful down here. And there's tons of work. I think we should move down here. She said, I agree. I said, so really?
All right.
She said, yes, I think you should.
Yeah. And that's how you run a marriage, guys.
So we're not in the marriage counseling business, right?
Yeah, good. I'm the last person that should be talking about that. Yeah. So anyway.
So she splits, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's the end of the world, but I just see all this opportunity down here. And so I just work, and then there's all this hurricane relief work. And so I'm excited because it looks like there's work for miles. Well, 1,000 other painting contractors had the same idea. They came down and everything's painted in about 6 months.
Done.
The problem is I had committed and fully relocated to the area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then I was also a single father at that point. So I had Stephen and Nadia, they were, I believe, 5 and 7. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And the work's gone.
So you move from Michigan, go to Florida, wife comes with, next thing you know, you're divorced, single dad, work's drying up.
You know, she split, like, straight away. She didn't even come.
Oh, she didn't even get the Florida.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
all right. So that gets even better.
Yeah. So there we are. And so then I, what do? So I want to quit, but I couldn't. And it looked like it was the end of the world. So I just go door to door. I start going door to door just saying, can I paint your house? Yeah.
You should know me. I paint stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
There you go.
So after getting chased out of gated communities, called the police on, I found some communities where I didn't get chased out as fast. And after a while, I'd go out and it'd be July, August, heat, hot out, and sweating because I drink coffee no matter what. It's 100 degrees Arizona. Right. I'm drinking coffee. Right? Sweating like a pig, just saying, can I paint your house? You know, finally, after a while, I got a rhythm down. I'm listening to Zig Ziglar. He's talking me into it, you know, every step of the way. Do what you want to do. You can be what you want to be. You know, and I'm trying to turn him over to the soft car.
And they're like, no. No, get off my property, right?
Yep. And then I purchased one house, and the last name were Bennett's. And I thought that was really cool, close to Brent. And they were retired executives. And so I'm chatting with them. They were retired sales training executives.
Oh, look out.
And they're like, yeah, absolutely. Come on in. They're like, sweet. Yeah. I don't even think they need their home painted, but they just appreciated what I was doing. And then they gave me the confidence. I kept going. After a while, I got it down to like one to every 20 doors, I'd sell a job.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So we're going to pick this up throughout the rest of the day here that we're hanging out.
Okay.
So what I want you to hear from that right there was he makes a decision to change his life.
Yeah.
Take advantage of some opportunity. Mm. Some things happen in the family that you don't necessarily expect.
Yeah.
And then you go out there, you know, the work dries up, and then the next thing you know, you're knocking door after door after door after door.
Yeah.
And the hustle's paid off, and we're going to talk about that when we come back.